Take your holy book and turn to the 24th Psalm. Psalms 24, verse number 1, the Bible said, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend on the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. "Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. I want to preach on this thought for a minute tonight. It's got to be our help. On destination glory. Destination glory. As we look at this, we look at the 24th Psalm here, and the psalmist is speaking to us. And if you go back and look at the 22nd Psalm, it points us to the Lord's grace in dying for us. If you look at the 23rd Psalm, it explains the goodness of him caring for us, the way God cares for us. And he does that in such a magnificent way. If you don't realize tonight that God cares for you, then you're missing something in your Christian faith, in your Christian walk, because God does care for you. But we know that in his grace he died for us, that in his goodness he cares for us. But when you look at the 24th Psalm, you see that he reveals his glory in his coming for us. Amen? He reveals his glory in him coming for us. He's not going to leave us to ourselves. He's not going to leave us alone. I've heard people even in my ministry over the last 25, 26, 27 years, I've heard people say many, many times, I just wish God would leave me alone. That's the craziest thing that ever come out of a human being's life, that we would ask and even wish or hope that God would leave us alone. Because if God leaves you alone, you are alone. Amen? To fend for yourself, and I don't know anybody that can give the breath of life but God. So if God leaves you alone, I've told many, many that if God leaves you alone, you are a dead person. You're gone. You're out of here. Amen. You'll be lost, not only lost and dead, but you'll be dead and without Christ. Alienated from God the Father throughout eternity in the pits and pits of hell. And boy, I don't want that for anybody. But I want a destination of glory tonight, a place where we can go. And as the writer, the psalmist here, David, he's writing to his people, but he's writing to me and you as well. And he's trying to encourage your heart. And he tells us, he begins out to tell us the glory of creation. Now, who is the Creator? The Creator is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, "Without him was not anything made that was made." He said, "All things was made by him. And without him, there was nothing made that was made." Amen. So he was the architect. He was the creator. He's the one that put it together. And praise God, listen, he is the very foundation. Amen. I'm glad that my Savior is the foundation of everything tonight. Praise God. And through him, the Bible says that, Paul said that through him, all things consist. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Bobby, that holds us all together. Holds everything together, amen? I tell people all the time, I don't see how anybody could make it without the Lord. And if you ever had a little taste of him, Brother Jeff, I don't know why anybody would ever want to. Amen? The world is slipping away, and they'll slip away from the Lord. But praise God, hey, listen, I don't want to get away from that. I want to get closer to him. I want all of him I can get. I want to have all of me that he can get. Amen. It just seems to be a glorious state of affairs when you're a child of the King and you know it. Praise the Lord. So we see the glory of his, in this destination glory, we see the glory of his creation. He tells us about in verse 1, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. The world, amen, but everything in it. Not only the world, but everything in it, including us. He said, and they that dwell therein. So the world, this whole universe that we live in, hey, it's more than just this little speck of dirt called earth. It's a universe with the celestials and the heavens, praise God, and the places that God has prepared for me and you. But He prepared them for His own glory, that we might participate in them, praise God. The world that we live in today. Verse 2, He says, for He hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Only God could do that. Amen. Only God could take nothing and make something. A lot of these people believe today that it all happened through evolution. That things that weren't just became out of things that are became out of nothing. Yeah, it did. Amen. God spoke and bang, there it was. Amen. They talk about a Big Bang theory. Yeah, God said, let there be, and bang, there it was. Amen. That's how it happened. But said He created this stuff out of nothing, and He created it for His glory. And then He asked this question. See, the world today, praise God, is in travail because of sin. God created the world. He created a perfect world with a perfect destination, praise God. And that destination was in a garden with where everything was peace and just and right. It was a place where humanity could walk with God during the cool of the day. Amen? I believe it's a perfect climate. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because the Bible said they were naked in the garden. Amen? They didn't have to have clothes on. They didn't have to have clothes to keep them warm. They didn't have to have insecticide to keep the ticks and the chiggers off of them. I said it right this time, didn't I? Amen? Praise no, they didn't have to have that because they was in a perfect environment that God had created and put a perfect people in. But boy, we sure know how to mess things up, don't we? When we begin to think that we're all that and a cup of Cheetos, when we're not really, praise God. Listen, we are just created beings that God put together, and every fiber in us has to trust in Him. Amen. We have to trust in Him. We can't trust in any other. Amen. The Creator, praise God. Let me just show you that. Go back to Psalms 8. 8th Psalm. It says this. It said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth, who has set Thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast Thou ordained strength, because of Thine enemies, that Thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider Thy heavens, watch this, the works of Thy fingers, the moon and the stars which Thou hast ordained. What is man that are mindful of him? And the son of man that Thou visitest him? He said, the splendor of God is so magnificent. And what are we, what are you and I, in the midst of all His glory? He said, Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. That's the crowning of creation, praise God. And it's in Christ Jesus, the Lord. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen. He said, here we see this God of heaven is God of creation. When a world is in travail, praise God, because of our lack of faith in God Almighty, but we see the power of God in His presence. He would go on in Psalms, the 19th Psalm. Verse number 1, he would say this, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. So we see the might and the power of God in what He does. And because we see what He does, then we know who He is. Praise God. And in the world today that's in travail because of sin, amen, and there's only one way out. The Creator one day, praise God, will set creation free. See, creation is bound up. It's held back. But God said one day He'll set creation free. Look at Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8, verse number 18. He says, "For I reckon the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us." Amen? Praise God. "For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body." Amen? He said, even those that say, these are the first fruits that's been born again. They say, we still anguish in this world, praise God. We still part of this creation that's groaning and travailing. We're waiting for that creation to be set free. I don't know about you, I'm looking to be set free. When all the bondage, all the things that's holding us back in this old world is set aside, when it's gone. And He said, it's because of the glory of His creation that we have this blessed hope in Him. Our hope isn't in us. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He does. Amen? That's what the psalmist is trying to tell us. That's what he's trying to show us in the 24th Psalm. He goes on then, after he speaks of the glory of creation, and he speaks of the glory in salvation. Amen? If you go back to Psalm 15, it's kind of a parallel to the 24th Psalm. Psalm 15, the Lord said, David says this, said, "Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteous." Now notice, he asks questions, and then he begins to give the answers. God will never leave you without an answer if you're looking for an answer. So he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteous speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own heart and changeth not. Amen? So we see the same parallel here that he asked the questions in verses 3 and 4 of Psalm 24. He said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who? Who's able to go up to where He's at? Who's able to ascend up to where Christ is? Amen? Sir, who shall stand in His holy place? He said, who's able to ascend? Who's able to stand in that sacred place before God? Sacred place with God. Amen? Who is? Not me. Not you. You have a preacher, praise God, we can, but not right now. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, or sworn deceitfully. He said, those are the ones. Those are the ones, praise God, that's come out past the deceit and the deception. That the ones that have clean hands and a pure heart. There's come a day when the Lord's going to say, let me see your hands. Let me look into your heart. Amen. That's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? Amen. Look at everything that we've done and everything that we harbor in our hearts. Hey, listen, you may not know this, but God knows all about it. We don't have to confess it for Him to know it. He already knows it. Amen. To dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, He knows. Praise God. I'm glad He does. Amen. So who's able to stand? So we see in this parallel, praise God, and we recognize the sovereignty of God. as God begins to play this out for us. Amen. Nobody can stand nobody but the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Nobody meets the criteria to be able to stand before Him but the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody has the qualifications that we need to have to stand in that holy place. Amen. None of us. You say, well, preacher, we're saved, praise God. Salvation is a wonderful thing. Salvation is what we have to have. But even salvation, praise God, it allows us to come to the Savior, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ that enables us to stand in that holy place. Amen. We stand with Him in that holy place, praise God. He is that qualifier. Amen. Praise God. We're like Jacob, praise God. Jacob, he was the one that was with God. Said God is the God of Jacob. The reason Jacob could come forward is because of God Almighty. He tells us this in Psalm 46 and 7. He said, Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. See, it's the same with us. The Lord, praise God, is with us. And because He's with us, praise God, then He is our refuge. What do you think about that? He's our enabler. What if we could ever get in our little scrawny mind that God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, is our enabler. Amen. He helps us and makes us to be able to do great and marvelous things that we never anticipated we'd be able to do. But He enables us to do that. Praise God. The glory of salvation is poured out in Him. So we have the opportunity. Why? Because He'll forgive us and He'll let us in with Him forever. Amen? The Lord, did you hear what I said? The Lord Jesus Christ, He will forgive us and allow us and invite us to come in with Him where He is. It says, who has clean hands and a pure heart? Those who love Jesus Christ come with repentance. Amen. Come unto Him. They haven't lifted up their soul to vanity. We've emptied ourselves out, praise God. At the vitality of us, praise God, it's been emptied and cleaned out of the old worldliness and the selfishness and the self-righteousness. We've been made partakers with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He said, those that haven't lifted up their souls in vanity are sworn deceitfully. Amen? We haven't sworn an oath with the devil, praise God, to deceive, to do things falsely. You know, it's an important thing for a child of God, amen, to be truthful. Amen? It's an important thing for everybody to be truthful. Amen? To have truth in yourself so people can believe what you tell them. It bothers me that we go around telling our kids, this and that about that, this and that and other thing, I praise God, when there's no truth in it. And then we tell them Jesus loves them, we won't save them, and they don't know whether to believe that or not. Amen? I just think sometimes we're just almost to the point of paganism. We're lifting up false gods and false things, praise God, have nothing to do with what's right and what's wrong. Amen? We need to be thankful and thoughtful, praise God, about what we tell our families, tell our children. Amen? Praise God. We got a holiday coming up. It's called Easter. And it's not about the Easter bunny and hiding eggs. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and victory over death in the grave. Amen? But we'll emphasize all the other things, and we'll forget to emphasize that. How Jesus got up victorious over the grave so that we can have destination glory one day. In fact, glorious appearing of our Savior, praise God. One of these days in a little while, He'll forgive us. Amen. He'll cleanse us and He'll invite us into where He's at. We'll be able to stand in that holy place. Won't that be something? Praise God. Won't that be glorious? And then we have not only the glorious salvation, but we have a glorious kingdom. A glorious kingdom that God Almighty has gone to prepare. In verse number 6, He says this. He said, this is the generation of them that seek Him. That seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. He said, what do you think about that? He said, those that have clean hands, those that have pure heart, those that haven't sworn deceitfully, praise God. He said, these are the kind of people that's seeking the Lord. And when you seek the Lord, the Bible says you'll find Him when you seek Him early. Amen? You get to a place, praise God, where you'll find the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, and this is the generation, not the next one or the last one. He said, this is the generation that seeketh the Lord. Praise His name. That seek His face. What do you think about that? I think it would be, it's about time we start seeking the Lord. Seek His face, praise God, that close relationship. Amen. Looking to see Him, praise God, once and for all. But we see that kingdom of glory as He begins to lift up. And we see these, He says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. I can see as it goes out, praise God, as He pulls up there, and he cries out to these gates. Amen. He says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. The King of glory. Who is this King of glory? I want to say tonight, He is our King of glory. Amen. Ain't that right? Amen. Praise God. He better be. He's our King of glory. That's who the King of glory is. He's not that one that was, or that one, praise God. He is the one that is the King of glory. Amen. He pulls up there to the gate. He cries out to the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper cries back, who is this King of glory? He said, state who you are. Amen. Tell us who you are. Make known to us who you are. And the King of glory says this. He said, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The Lord pulls up there and gatekeeper said, who is this King of glory? And he said, hey, look here. He said, look at the punch marks in my brow. Look at the nail holes in my hands. Look at my feet and my piercing side. He said, I am the Lord, praise God, strong in battle. He said, I'm the Lord mighty in victory. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm the Lord God, mighty in battle. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Amen. One mighty in battle is the victor. The one comes out, praise God, victorious in the end. Amen. So this King of glory, praise God, we see Him as our King of glory. Amen. The chant goes out, who is this King of glory? Who is He? I wonder in our hearts tonight, in our minds, who is the King of glory? He said, well, it's a feller I read about in Psalms 24, right? Amen. You read about Him in a book somewhere. Amen. He better be your King of glory. If He's not, praise God, you need to check up. Praise God. But He shows His hands, shows His feet, shows those piercing hands where those old rusty spike nails pierced through His hands, where they pierced through His feet, and that old gaping hole in His side. Amen. Do you know tonight when we see Jesus, praise God, we're going to see the same Jesus that entered in Psalms 24? Amen. You say, no, preacher, He's healed up. He's better. No, He ain't. Amen. What does it say in Revelation chapter number 5, verse number 6? Let me just show you. I should have marked that today. I thought about that. And He said, I beheld and lo, in the midst of the throne of four beasts, verse number 6, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, and which are the seven spirits of God, which sent forth unto all the earth. He's going to stand as in the midst of the elders, stood as a lamb as it had been slain. Amen. He's going to stand, praise God, with those wounds in His hands. See, they're not scars. They've never healed up. They're still wounds in His hands, wounds in His feet, and a piercing side. How do you know it? Because He went in there and Thomas, no doubt, and Thomas, he said, hey, listen, lest I see, stick my fingers in the holes of His hands and thrust my hand into His side, I'll not believe. Amen. And a day or two later, Jesus was there, Thomas present. And he said, hey, Thomas, how you doing, buddy? He said, stick your finger in the holes of my hand. Thrust your hand into my side. Thomas didn't have to stick his fingers in the holes or thrust his hand in the side. He said, my Lord, my God. Praise the Lord. He said, I know who you are. I believe. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, bless those that believe. Praise God. And never been able to see and touch what you have. Praise His holy name. What a God. But He enters in, praise God. He enters in for me and you. Praise the Lord, just as though He went in. The King of glory. See, the Lord Jesus Christ, He went in Jerusalem. Remember, He went in humble, riding on the foal of an ass. And they was crying, Hosannas, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Praise God. Putting their clothes down and putting a wreath down and putting the palm limbs down for, praise God, to pave the way. But it wouldn't be just a little while, praise God. They was made as King of Kings, but praise God, it wouldn't be long. They'd be saying, crucify Him, crucify Him. Amen. Praise God. The King of glory, when Jesus comes. Luke chapter 19 says He come in humility. May praise God. He come in tears. Remember, He went up to Jerusalem. He wept over Jerusalem. Amen. He wept over Jerusalem. He saw it, praise God, as it was, and He wept over it. He was in humility. Amen. He humbled Himself, even unto death. But praise God, when He comes again, He's not going to come as a little lamb. Praise God, He's not going to come in humility. He's going to come in power and might and with the Spirit of an Almighty God. Praise the Lord. The cry goes out again. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. Them everlasting doors, that's a way, praise God, it's kept. It's everlasting, praise God. There's only one way to get through them. And that's the way Jesus Christ, that's through Jesus Christ, your Savior. He's the way, praise God, that we get in through those doors. That way we pass into the portals of glory. Amen. He said, O ye gates, lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. The gate keeps there again. You thought He had known from the last time. But He says, who is this King of glory? Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord said, the Lord of hosts, He is the King of glory. Selah. What do you think about that? Amen. He said, it's the Lord of hosts. So the last time, praise God, He come humbly riding on the foal of an ass. But this time He comes, praise God, riding on a white horse, praise God, with the power and the might of an Almighty God. When He came the first time, they rejected their King. Amen. He came as the Messiah, the Anointed One, the One that they was to be looking for. And they denied Him and rejected Him. They persecuted Him and they crucified Him. Well, He said, when He comes again. But when He comes again, praise God, He's coming in the power and the might of an Almighty God. Praise His holy name. Amen. Glory. The question is, who is this King of glory? His answer is the Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Who is the King of glory? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one, praise, that's coming with power and might and with authority. He's the one that, praise God, the one that is that died for your sins, that shepherds your souls, the one, praise God, that's coming to get you, to take you home, to be with Him. That's the King of glory tonight. Lord Jesus Christ Himself, praise God. What do you think about that? Amen. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that God has done for us and the preparation He's made for those who've prepared to be with Him. Amen. He said, in My Father's house are many mansions. Were not so, I told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself. That where I am, there you may be also. You may be. If you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you're headed for that destination glory. Amen. Heaven bound with the hammer down. Praise the Lord. Well, it's going to be a glorious thing. Talk to the fellow. Sometimes you kind of get the longing just to leave this old world behind and go on home. Amen. There's a lot of sadness and sorrow in this world that we live in. But praise God, there's a glorious hope beyond the clouds. There's a glorious hope, praise God, when we enter in to that glorious place. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates. He said, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? That He's the Lord of hosts. Amen. The Lord of the host of heaven. The Lord of the host of His people. The ones that He saved. He said, Lord, I'll let You give me. I've not lost one. Amen. He said, Father, what do You give me? I've not lost one. I feel sorry for people that think you get saved and then get lost again. Amen. Miss heaven. Praise God. You need to, you're saved, praise God. Just stay with the Lord, praise God, till you get to heaven. Amen. Don't stray from Him. Just stay with Him, praise God. Put your faith and your trust in Him because He's all you got. Amen. But Bobby, that's the way you're going to make cross finish line with Jesus. Amen. He is that checkered flag. Amen. Amen. He's that place of winning, praise God. He's that place where you come in first. Amen. How do you know? Because He said, He's the Lord of hosts. All the hosts of heaven are winners. He says, Father, they ain't a loser in the bunch. Amen. You say, well, they some that's better than others. Amen. They some that's more faithful than others. They some that's more committed than others. Some that's more dedicated than others. But praise God, those that are saved, they belong to God. And they're all important in His eye. Amen. No big I's or little U's. Praise God. And that destination glory, praise the Lord, that we're going to one day in a while. The Lord, praise God, in His grace, it died for us. The Lord in His magnificence, praise God, He 23rd Psalm, how He explains and takes care of us and His goodness. But we see here, praise God, He reveals His glory in His coming to get us, to take us home, be with Him. Amen. That His glory be manifest in us. He putting us up for display. Amen. And the trophy case of God. Who would have ever thought He'd use somebody like me and you? But He will. He'll put us up there and say, praise God. He said, Father, this is what we've done. This is who we've created this person to be. And one day in a while, He'll say, here they are. Amen. Here they are. When He presents us, praise God, me and you to the Father. Praise God, the one's full of grace and truth. Amen.